It was, of course, not that simple. While he waited for Jaina, Lando attempted to hail the planet, and for several long, strained minutes, there was no response. Finally, a female Klaatuinian appeared on one of the drop-down screens. She looked wary, and her voice was brusque.
"This is Abara Moon. Klaatuin is currently in an emergency state and a full lockdown. No one will be granted permission to arrive or depart until further notice."
She reached forward to end the transmission.
"Wait," yelped Lando. "I know Dorima Kadari."
Moon paused in mid-motion and eyed him skeptically. The hatchway at the back slid open with a grinding sound. Lando heard Jaina's boots on the old Durasteel deck as she came up behind him.
"We go way back. Ask him."
A pause.
"I suppose that's possible,"
Moon said finally.
"I will contact him and inquire."
"You do that."
Her face disappeared, replaced by the insignia of the Klaatuinian flag. Lando blew out a breath, then turned and gave Jaina a quick hug.
"Hey there, little lady. So come on, you can tell Uncle Lando. You came here to help Luke, didn't you?"
She embraced him, then pulled back and nodded. She looked tired and was more subdued than he had seen her in a long time.
"I was supposed to be one of many," she said. "The Jedi have a whole fleet of stealth X's assembled. Luke and Ben have had to handle this completely alone. Sith, for crying out loud, Lando. A whole tribe of them. So we were going to come and give him the means to end this forced alliance."
"So why is it just you? Not that you aren't a formidable foe," he added quickly.
"Because Dala has begun a siege on the temple, and we can't launch without being shot down before we get 3 meters.
"A what?"
She rubbed her eyes.
"It's long, it's ugly, and it's irrelevant right now. We have to get to Luke."
"He's in the mall right now. He left a very lovely and alarmingly pleasant woman behind to wait for me, but apparently there's been some sort of trouble. I'm not sure if Luke wants me to help out or ditch them."
"Sir,"
said Ornate in her smooth, silky voice,
"Chancellor Dorima Kadari wishes to speak with you."
Lando smirked, just a little.
"See?"
he said to Jaina. Jaina, meanwhile, had done a double take at the droid's voice.
"She's some conversationalist,"
Jaina said dryly.
"About that, I'll tell you later,"
Lando said, looking a bit nonplussed.
"Ornate, put him through."